There are nearly 7 million Mormons in America. This is the number the Mormons themselves use. It's not huge. 7 million is barely 2% of the country's population. It is the number of people who subscribe to Better Homes and Gardens magazine. London boasts 7 million people. So does San Francisco. It's 1 million more people than live in the state of Washington, 1 million less than in the state of Virginia. It's so few, it's the same number as we're watching the January 24th, 2012 Republican debate. In fact, worldwide, there are only about 14 million Mormons. That's 14 million among a global population just reaching 7 billion. 14 million is the population of Cairo, or Mali, or Guatemala. It's approximately the number of people who tune in for the latest hit show on network television every week. 14 million Americans ate Thanksgiving dinner in a restaurant in 2011. That's how few 14 million is. Yet, in the first decade or so of the new millennium, some members of the American media discovered the Mormons and began covering them as though the Latter-day Saints had just landed from Mars. It was as though Utah was about to invade the rest of the country. It was all because of politics and pop culture, of course. Mitt Romney and John Huntsman were in pursuit of the White House. Glenn Beck was among the nation's most controversial news commentators. Stephanie Meyer had written the astonishingly popular Twilight series about vampires. Matt Stone and Trey Parker had created the edgy South Park cartoon series, which included a much-discussed episode about Mormons, and then went on to create the blatantly blasphemous and saint-bashing Broadway play, The Book of Mormon. It has become one of the most successful productions in American theater history. Meanwhile, more than a dozen Mormons sat in the U.S. Congress, among them Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader. Mormons led JetBlue, American Express, Marriott, Novell, Deloitte & Touche, Diebold, and Eastman Kodak. Management guru Stephen Covey made millions telling them how to lead even better. There were Mormons commanding battalions of U.S. troops, and Mormons running major U.S. universities. There were so many famous Mormons, in fact, that huge websites were launched just to keep up with it all. Notables ranged from movie stars like Katherine Heigl, to professional athletes, to country music stars like Gary Allen, to reality television contestants, and even to serial killers like Glenn Helzer, whose attorney argued that the saints made him the monster he was. The media graciously reminded the public that Mormon criminals were nothing new, though. Butch Cassidy, of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid fame, was also a Mormon, they reported. Most media coverage treated this Mormon moment as though it was just that, the surprising and unrelated appearance of dozens of Mormons on the national stage, for a moment. More than a few commentators predicted it would all pass quickly. This new Mormon visibility would lead to new scrutiny, they said, and once the nation got reacquainted with tales of holy underwear and multiple wives and Jewish Indians and demonized African Americans and a book printed on gold plates buried in upstate New York, it would all go quiet again and stay that way for a generation. In the meantime, reruns of HBO's Big Love and the Learning Channel's Sister Wives would make sure Mormon themes didn't die out completely. What most commentators did not understand was that their Mormon moment was more than a moment, more than an accident, and more than a matter of pop culture and fame alone. The reality was, and is, that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has reached critical mass. It is not simply that a startling number of Mormons have found their way onto America's flat-screen TVs and so brought visibility to their religion. It is that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has reached sufficient numbers and has so permeated every level of American society on the strength of its religious value that prominent politicians, authors, athletes, actors, newscasters, and even murderers are the natural result. In some cases, even the intended result. Visible, influential Mormons aren't outliers or exceptions. They are fruit of the organic growth of their religion.